Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. We are here at the special all-night prayer meeting with the first group. And I come and enjoy with us.
In the name of Jesus, God. Let them not be weary in well-doing, God, but they shall reap if they faint not, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. We believe.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the miracle. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracles, God. Thank you for the miracles. We believe in you for those miracles, God. And we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles. Miracles in our families. Miracles on our jobs. Miracles in our business and ministries, God. Miracles in our churches, Father God. Miracles in our neighborhoods, our communities, Father God. We believe in you for miracles in the states, Lord God. We believe in you for miracles even abroad, all over the United States, Lord God, and other countries, God, as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Miracles, miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God. We give you glory, Jesus. We thank you for everything that you've done. Oh, God, we thank you for miracles. Miracles, 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 miracles. Oh, God. Thank you for miracles. God, I pray that your people begin to believe again, God, in the name of Jesus, because miracles is not a thing of the past, God. Hallelujah. It is a present, it's a past, present, and future thing. Hallelujah. Miracles are real, and God is still performing miracles today. Amen. Yes. So, Lord God, I pray that you continue to encourage your people to believe again. Believe again. I heard T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes say some time ago, causing people to dream again. Dream again. Dream again. So whatever that dream was or whatever that thing you was believing God for at one time, believe again. Believe him for it again. Amen. Amen. I believe the heavens are open and ready to pour out blessings that we never seen. Hallelujah. I believe you just believe God, trust God, and believe you'll receive what he has for you. Amen. Amen. Yes, so believe again. If you need to believe again for your healing, believe again. Believe again because it's for you. In spite of what the enemy tries and does, anytime something good, if God wants to do something good in your life, best believe the enemy is going to get mad. He's not going to just be happy about you receiving that blessing. And unfortunately, you should feel you shouldn't have to fight for your blessings, but sometimes you do have to fight for your blessings, you know? And unfortunately, I know the scripture also says, though, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. Yeah, that's once you get the blessing. Amen. But sometimes, you got to put up a fight to get it, you know? Amen, amen. But we know, this, what God has for you is for you. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. I just pray you encourage your people to believe again, to trust again. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been praying for your family, the family salvation and deliverance and healing. Believe again. It may have been years you've been praying it, but believe God. Though it can, wait for it. Amen. Because it will surely speak in the end. Amen. It should surely come to pass. If God said it, that settles it. You stand on it and you believe it until it comes to fruition. Amen. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he need to repent. If he said it, that settles it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just praise you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We desire to believe again, God. Lord God, believe again for whatever it is, God, that dream, Lord God. Believe again for that vision, God, that you've given us that hasn't come to pass yet. God, you've spoken some promises to us, Lord God, that may have come to pass, Lord, yet.
Yes, Lord.
But God, we know that if you said it, that settles it. We know it's coming, and we will patiently wait. Hallelujah. We won't sit back and just twiddle our thumbs, but we'll continue to stay busy in the work of the Lord. We'll stay busy with what you already given us to do. Amen. And watch it come to pass. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We give your name all the honor and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Your will, God. Your will in every church, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let explosions take place in ministries, God, like never before, Lord God. The explosion of the power of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let it explode in praise and worship, Lord God. That even in praise and worship, there's healings and deliverances taking place. In the name of Jesus, there's breakthroughs taking place. There are burdens just being healed and lifted. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just say, have your mighty way, God. You get all the glory, God. You get all the honor and you get all the praise, God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for everything, God, that you're doing. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We glorify your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Lord, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you, God. We adore you, God. We admonish you, Lord God. You're just so good to us, God. God, you're so good to us, God. We thank you for being so mindful.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so mindful of us, God. Thank you for meeting the needs, Father God. Oh, God, we praise you. 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 We praise you.
We praise you, Lord.
We praise you. We praise you, God. Oh, we glorify you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you, Father.
Lord God.
We glorify you, Lord God. Ashokoro Yamata. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all just begin to just seek God in your own special way. Amen. And let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. These are the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but they're mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you, Lord God. No more can we fight these battles in our flesh. We have to fight the battle in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you may again be believing for family members to be saved and delivered. You've got to fight the battle in the spirit. You can't fight it in the flesh. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to slip away and get to God and go into prayer. You got to go to God and ask God to give you how to deal with particular situations. It may be on the job. It may be wherever it may be. And for the leaders, it may be with your congregation. Sometimes you just got to steal away and get to where God will have you to be for that time. You need to seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. We give your name all the honor and all the glory. Oh, my Baba, be encouraged, said God. Be encouraged. Be not weary and well-doing, pastors. Shall reap if you faint not. God comes to encourage you tonight. He sees. So my prayer is, God, send laborers, Lord God. Send laborers, Lord God, into the vineyard, God. Send laborers, Lord God, those that will work with the vision, God, and support the men and women of God, God, in the name of Jesus. Send them in, God, in the name of Jesus. Send them in, God, not just workers, God, but laborers, Lord God, those that's going to labor until it's done, God. We thank you for the laborers that's on this line, God. Father God, we ask you to send them into the local churches, God, and even the churches abroad, God. Send in the laborers, Lord God, that's not looking to pay, God. God, they're looking to be used by God, and however God would use them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done, God. Let's go support the visions, God. Father God, let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Oh, God, give relief, Lord God. Relief to your pastors, God. Keep them encouraged, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them encouraged, God. Keep them steadfast, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, you know all things, God. You see all things, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you're making every crooked place straight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, God. And Father God, we thank you for those ministries, God, that are working together, Lord God. They are working together, and they're being used in the community, Lord God, to see your vision go to pass, God, that it's not just for their church only, but God, if you set that church in that community, it's to reach out into that community and even to go abroad, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will, Lord God, be done, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name, God. We give your name all the praise, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those that have been faithful, those faithful few, Lord God, that's been holding up the bloodstained banner, Lord God, that's been holding up the man and woman arms, Lord God. God, those that's been faithful, hallelujah. We ask you to continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Give them a second wind, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, Lord God, that you send them a fresh wind, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them encouraged, God. Keep them steadfast, God. Oh, God, meet the needs in their homes, in their finances, on their jobs, in their business, in their ministries, God, amongst their children and their husbands and their wives, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs, God. Oh, God, use them for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. This encourages the body of Christ as a whole, Father God. Oh, encourage the body of Christ as a whole, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, God, touch Chief Ambassador, Lord God Johnson, Lord God. Continue to strengthen the man of God, God.
Yes,
and you've given him, Lord God, many hats, Father God. Father God, I pray that you touch him, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Keep him encouraged, God. Keep him steadfast and immovable, God. Bind every spirit of weariness that tries to attack him, God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that's formed against him shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we have to continue to use him, Lord God. Use him near and far, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in him and through him, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, once again for his wife, Lord God. God, we thank you for the Lord God, his help me, Father God. Hallelujah. That it works with him in the ministry, God. God, we ask you to have your way in her life, God. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to meet the needs, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you. 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 We thank you, Jesus. I guess I said a little shut down. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in Jesus' mighty and holy name. I'm sorry. I'm ending a little early, but amen. Chief Ambassador, I'm going to give it back to you, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All these things we pray in Jesus' mighty holy name. Hallelujah. Just begin to give God praise as I give it back to Chief Ambassador Johnson. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unless Dr. Patricia was something else you wanted to say for the last 15 minutes.
Well, it's up to our chief ambassador, but if you don't mind me just encouraging you, amen, praise the Lord. Is that all right, chief ambassador? Hello, do you all hear me?
Yes, we do.
Amen, praise the Lord. Do you mind if I give her a few words of encouragement, stepping out?
Please do. Please do. I wanted to ask that people would encourage her and anybody who's gone before her. I offer words of encouragement. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Yes, Lord. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you. I just thank the Lord for this woman of God. Amen. And I just want to tell you, and Evangelist LaTanya, and to the body of Christ and our chief ambassador, amen. She volunteered. I didn't ask her to do it or tell her she should do it or what have you. She just went ahead because she is a leader in her own rights, and I thank God that, amen, the yoke is broken, amen. I felt when she went to another level and another gear, and may you be encouraged in the Lord, amen. Don't worry about what you don't say in titles. It will come. I still stumble, but amen. It's from my heart, amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say you stay encouraged, woman of God. I know that you are a true prayer warrior, amen. I just thank God for this vessel of honor, amen, how she latched on to my spirit. And that's all we talk about is the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Very we talk about anything else. We don't even talk about people in no way but just for prayer. Amen. Because she know I won't have it and neither will she. And I thank God that she's used to being up. She's used to being in the prayer room. So I thank God for her. Amen. And God is going to use her mightily on the first fruit prayer line. Say we should train, amen, praise to the older women should train the younger women, amen. And she's young daughter to me that has a lot of zeal, a lot of energy, amen. And we're going to use her, amen, in a mighty way. She don't mind you calling her name, chief ambassador of prayer or what have you. She keeps secrets real good too, amen. And I thank God I feel comfortable talking with her. Amen. So I can share things with her, and I know it's going to the Lord and nobody else. Encourage her. Amen. I think her time difference is 2 hours. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe she told me Arizona time never change. We change. Amen. And sometimes when she called me, I'm been way up, and sometimes if I have to call her, she's still asleep. But thank God for the woman of God on tonight that prayed for everything and everybody. And I leave this with you, my daughter. You be encouraged, amen, and know that you're a trooper, amen, and we welcome you to the first fruit prayer line, amen. God bless you is my prayer, amen. Back to you, Chief Ambassador. I didn't want to take up all the time, but I
thank you so much. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. I must say this to obey the Lord, because I feel the prophecy coming. I cannot hold it back. Thus said the Lord unto you, dear daughter, LaTanya. God says he will move you into the forefront of ministry around the world. You shall be the daughter that shall be used around the world, and he shall bless you at the forefront. Yeah. My God. God said, this shall be the one that I shall use around the world to bring prophecy and the word of God to nations everywhere. Oh, and I hear the Lord saying, and you, Bernard Johnson, First Fruits, Dr. Ambassador Stern, shall be the ones to play a big part in that, that this woman here shall be thrust into the forefront of ministry throughout the world. Thus saith the Lord, your eyes have not seen what that thrust shall be and how far it shall propel you into the forefront. God said it. I didn't see it. I may not even remember it tomorrow, and know I will. But the Lord said it, and it's written down in the annals of heaven. Thus said the Lord. Receive ye this prophecy. Oh, God shall bless you. He shall be blessed. In Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. That's what the Lord was waiting on right there. He said, I receive it. It shall come to pass. Amen. Oh, my God. And I see other things, but I'm not to tell them. God bless you and the Lord's blessing. These things I see, other blessings, yes. They're coming. And you prophesied it to yourself, the Holy Ghost said. You were talking about yourself when you said miracles. When you let me say it, it was for you. Miracles like you've never seen in 2015. I want you to put down this day, write this down, make the vision plain. But this day, if you do call me that, the chief ambassador made this prophecy over you, that God said he's going to thrust you into the forefront. A ministry. That means that nobody could hold you back when God thrusts you there. It means that no door can be closed. God's opening it. And they'll be blessed if they receive you. But you're going to walk through regardless of them. They better get behind you. Because they won't be blessed if they don't get behind you. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful night. Have I not said this to you, my daughter, that you shall be in the forefront of ministry in the world? And now I bring my servant, who says unto you the same thing, Bernard Johnson says unto you, the thing I have told you already. It shall come to pass. He has said these things, that you might have more faith to believe what I have told you. It will come to pass. And we thank God for it. God bless you. You are a blessing.
Thank you.
God bless you. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, we're at the hour where we're going to receive, I believe it's, let me see here, Mother Willie Johnson. We're almost at the 1 o'clock hour. We've got about 3 minutes. I just hear this. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has arisen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Master Stern, you have done a tremendous job preparing this young woman for what the Lord has for her. No eyes have not seen, my God, what the Lord has in store for you. And yea, even what the prophet said to you, even over a month ago, shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Why? Because he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeah, He is Lord. It will come to pass. You shall see it with our own eyes and experience it. And bless the Lord for you. Thank God for you. Let me just sing a little bit of this. Oh, my God. Oh, go back to the old church. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of
Jesus.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Yeah. Oh, that's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know.
that info again. For those of you who are still with us, we will be live in a few moments on the TPA network. That number is 646-200-4189. 646-200-4189. Join us. We'll be more than glad to have you join us there. God bless. For those of you who may have just logged on, we will be carrying this all-night prayer meeting continually. Picking up the signal will be the next network, TPA. That number is 646-200-4189. 646-200-4189. Join us. We'll be glad to have you. God bless.
Can say anything.
Thank you.
It's not like you in my heart. I should have please move it. Just as far from me as the east is from the west. Forgive me for commission, omission. Lord, I just want to be pleasing to you. Lord, I just want to say I thank you. I thank you. I can't thank you enough for what you brought me from. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing me to be on a prayer line, Lord Jesus, that I can be a witness of what the spirit has heard and my heart has